I have immense pleasure to introduce our next speaker, Hujjat al-Islam wal Muslimin, Sheikh Bahmanpur, whom you know very well, needs very little introduction. Therefore, I will not take much of the time that he's going to speak by introducing him. He's a well-known personality in the Muslim community here in the UK. Thank you very much.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله رب العالمين وصلى الله على سيدنا محمد وآله الطاهرين It is really amazing that yesterday and today we are celebrating two occasions together. That was the anniversary of the Islamic Revolution in Iran and of course the great event in Egypt, which was so amazing and fascinating that we could not believe our ears and our eyes to see this unfolding before our eyes. When about a month ago I was kindly invited to speak here in this auspicious celebration, there was still nothing taking place about the events that we saw later in Egypt. 3 weeks ago it all started. It happened so quick that took everyone by surprise. And today when I was coming here to speak, I thought, subhanAllah, this is how our Imam will come. The events will take everyone by surprise. When Allah wills something, then no one can stop it. In the last couple of weeks, Hosni Mubarak made several statements. And in all those statements, one concept was reverberating. If I go, Islamists will come. They will destroy whatever you have built. They will endanger the global order. This is what he was saying in different speeches. And I thought, how similar are people in history? We read in the Quran when Musa alayhi salam came to bring the message to liberate the Jews from the clutches of Pharaoh. Pharaoh said, وَقَالَ فِرْعَوْنُ ذَرُونِي أَقْتُلْ مُوسَى وَلْيَدْءُ رَبَّهُ إِنِّي أَخَافُ أَنْ يُبَدِّلَ دِينَكُمْ أَوْ أَنْ يُظْهِرَ فِي الْأَرْضِ الْفَسَادِ Let me kill Musa, because he either may give it to Islamists, so to speak, change your religion, or create mischief, destroy whatever you have built. 4,000 years, still is the same thing. And this shows the history of human being, of humankind, is going through the same things over and over again. The topic that I have to speak about is the global divine guardianship. And I think we are seeing this guardianship before our eyes better than any time else, any time, any other time, and any other place in the world. In the Middle East, in the cradle of civilization, in the origin of all religions, we are now seeing that God is turning to people. Why? Because people are turning to him. Now there is always this idea that Islam is not compatible with democracy. People in Egypt, they want democracy, they don't want Islam, as this, if they are two different things. If they want freedom and they want democratic rule, because they are Muslims, they choose a Muslim system. That's inevitable. It's not Muslim Brotherhood or any other organization. It's the Muslim system as a whole, which is taken by Muslims anywhere in the world. Now, previously, this could not be tolerated. They thought they could suppress this. In Algeria, Muslims democratically won the hegemony and sovereignty, they suppressed it. In Gaza, Muslims, in Palestine, Muslims took the sovereignty democratically, they suppressed it, they don't accept it. Now, there's a change of policy because they see this is not possible anymore. Now Allah is showing the power of the people when they turn to Him. This is very important. Let me give one example. We start everything with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Every surah of the Quran that we want to recite, we start with Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Rahman and Rahim are two different terms for merciful. In the name of Allah, the merciful, the merciful. Now, because it's not very nice to say the merciful, then we change it, we say the compassionate, the merciful. Or the mercy giving and the merciful. What's the difference between two? The difference between Rahman and Rahim. They say that Rahman refers to a mercy of God of which no one is deprived of. It is given to everyone. Every human being, every animal, every plant, every object of creation receive this mercy from Allah, and that's why they are there, because of that mercy, Rahman. But is this the only mercy that Allah gives to people? No. There's another mercy, another type of mercy, which is there, but you have to take it. Rahman is the mercy giver. He gives it to you, whether you want it or you don't want it. He gives you life. He doesn't ask you, do you want life or you don't want life? He gives you life. That's Rahman. Everything is created by Him. Everything takes life from Him, takes existence from Him. This is Rahman. But as I said, there's a mercy which is there if you take it and you can reject it. You cannot take it. Then Allah would leave you to yourself. You don't want this mercy? It's up to you. Don't take it. Then I am not your guardian anymore. If you want me to be your guardian, take my mercy. What is this mercy? It's guidance. Take it and I will be your guardian. I will guide you. I will protect you. Whatever you do, no matter what dangers are on the way, I will protect you because then I am your guardian. However, this guardianship, which is global, which is everywhere, if tomorrow the non-believers want to take this mercy, they just turn to God and they take it. The only condition is that you turn to Him. If you turn to Him, the mercy is there, you can take it. If you turn away from Him, that means you don't want to take that mercy. And when you take that mercy, He will become your guardian. As an individual in the society, as a species, as humankind, He will become your guardian. ذَلِكَ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ مَوْلَى الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَأَنَّ الْكَافِرِينَ لَا مَوْلَى لَهُمْ. Allah is the guardian of the believers. Kafirin have no guardian. They are left to themselves because they have rejected this mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How can we take this mercy? The mercy is shown to us. The way to take it is shown to us by following what Allah has revealed to us. Now look at this verse at the beginning of Surah Al-A'raf. اتبعوا ما أنزل إليكم من ربكم ولا تتبعوا من دونه أولياء. Follow what has been revealed to you from your Lord. Because if you do not follow it, then there are other guardians which will take you. You think there are guardians, but there is no guardian but Allah. مَا لَهُم مِّن دُونِهِ مِّن وَلِيٍّ. There is no guardian but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, why I did mention this? When Allah guards an individual or a nation, then no matter how many enemies they have, how much problem comes and attacks them, Allah protects them. Take the example of the Prophet, peace be on him, at the beginning of the early days of Islam. Single-handedly, without much facilities, much force, he established a civilization which is still alive. Take the example of the Islamic Revolution of Iran. If just we imagine what happened during the last 32 years of revolution, how much animosity, how much hatred was shown towards the Islamic Republic of Iran from different sides. Conspiracies from inside, 8 years of war, all types of sanctions, different sort of alliances against the Islamic Republic, and I just see nothing but growth and growing more and more. The message is spreading because they are trying to contain it. Had they not tried to contain it, the message would have been contained inside Iran. But because they are trying to contain it, it develops. Now, they are desperate to say that what is happening in Egypt, what is happening in Tunisia has got nothing to do with Islam, has got nothing to do with Iran. Let's have peace of mind. Please do not bring that in, because then that is terrifying. They want democracy, let's give them democracy. You're wrong. The ideas have come, people have turned to God. In Egypt, people have turned to God. How do you turn to God? You put all your selfish advantages and benefits aside and say, now I want to do something for God. That's the way you turn to God. And God becomes your guardian. And now you see what is happening. The whole map of the world order is changing. Only 30 years after the Islamic Revolution of Iran, it started there, and it is reverberating throughout the world. People are hearing, people are judging. They try to say that Iran is Shia, the rest of the world is Sunni. So let's be at peace. This is not going to go to other places. One of my relatives, a couple of months ago, was in Morocco. Now, Morocco is an absolutely Sunni country. You still haven't heard anything happening in Morocco. He said, I went to the mosque. I was praying the way Shias pray. Of course, he was Shia. And people in the mosque had not seen a Shia praying before. They just looked at me. And after I finished my prayer, they said, how did you pray? What kind of prayer it was? I said, I'm a Shia. They said, but this prayer is not acceptable. After, they said, are you Shia? Are you from Iran? Oh, good, good. We are supporters of Iran. Well, these Sunni people. Then they said, they took me to their sheikh. We went up a hill. They actually hosted me, took me to their sheikh to advise me. And they told to the Sheikh, these were young people. They told to the Sheikh, "Ya Sheikh, tell us whether he's praying rightly, correctly, or wrongly." The Sheikh told me, "Can you pray the way you prayed in the mosque?" He said, "I prayed." And the Sheikh said, "Well, there's nothing wrong with this prayer. Just a bit different, but there's nothing wrong." And they said, "But instead of doing this and this," at the end, he was saying, "Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar." And the Sheikh said, "What's wrong with it? There's nothing wrong." So, trying to create these sectarianism by saying these are Sunnis, this is Shia, the message would not go. The message would not be transferred. Again, they are just trying to make themselves at peace. This is something which has started. Muslim Ummah, after a slumber, a long slumber, has now turned to God. Now the Rahmah of Rahim is there for them. He is now the Wali. Because this Walaya is voluntary. You can put yourself under that Walaya, you can withdraw yourself from that Walaya. Now the Muslims have put themselves under that Walaya. And now wait and see, inshallah, what fascinating things are going to happen. Keep your eyes open. We are, as Barack Obama said last night, history is unfolding before our eyes. He is very true. History is unfolding before our eyes. Keep your eyes open, and inshallah, you will enjoy the work of Allah in the Ummah of Islam. وَصَلَّى اللَّهُ عَلَى مُحَمَّدٍ وَآلِهِ الطَّاهِرِينَ